I saw this old man with this young girl the other night. I walked over to him and pulled him off on the side, and I said, "Pops, what are you trying to prove?" I said, "I've seen you out here every night this week with a different young girl wrapped around your arm." I said, "You can't keep this pace up, because these young girls, they'll certainly get you down." He said, "Son, sit down here, let me tell you something." He said, "All my life I've worked hard, and I've saved up me a little money." He said, "But just about the time I got me a nest egg saved, I became a widow man." He says, "I'm 72 going on 73 years old and don't have too many more years to live." He said, "I know that I should be ashamed of myself." But he said, "Young girls is my weakness." Oh, yes, they are. He said, "So would you please leave this old gray-haired man alone? Mind your business. Let me and this young girl have us a little bit of fun." That's when I looked at him and I said, "All right, Pops, you got her. But listen, here's all you're doing. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, you just buying a book." That's what I said to him. I said, "Listen to this. Here's all you're doing.
Buying a book for some young man.
That's what you're doing. To read. But don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Oh, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Send that young girl on home." Then there was this middle-aged woman whose name I dare not call, simply because you out there listening just might know who this woman is. But I can tell you this much: the woman lives right here in your town. I know you didn't know that, did you? I saw this woman with this young man in the broad open daytime the other day. I said, "Miss lady, you ought to be ashamed of yourself riding around with this young man all hugged up like this here." She said, "Son, or son, you're dipping in my business. But if you want to know why I fooled with this young man, I'll tell you." She said, "I was married to a man 40 years old, and I was. Since for a long time I was true and faithful to that one man. Since last year he died and willed me a whole lot of money. And I know that that young man sitting in my car just wants me for my money." She said, "But if that's what it takes to keep the young fine thing, oh, he can get every single dime. Because it ain't nothing an old man can do for me but show me which way a young man went." Oh, 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 here's what I said. I said, "You're just buying." Yeah, that's all you're doing. That's what I told her. "Listen, Miss Lady, here's all you're doing.
Buying a book for some young girl.
You ought to quit it. Dream." But I said, "That's your car. Drive him home. Give him all your money. I'm sorry I dipped in your business. I won't do it no more. No.